that wouldn't have been a real common term. What did they call it? I know there's a good name for it. I can't remember.
I don't have any here. Unless they just called it a van or something.
No, let's say they might say he picked him up in a wagon.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call the wagon mm-hmm. for him.
Mm-hmm. Something that the police, a type of aircraft that the police have that has a rotating...
A helicopter.
What would you call it? A storm that, like the type that comes in off the ocean, it's got a heavy wind that they call them, like, they name them after women's names.
Hurricane.
Okay.
When I was a kid, they used to call them cyclones.
Well, they did. Yeah. The same thing that we call.
Yeah, and I always thought a cyclone was something at sea. I don't know whether that was right or wrong, but I thought a cyclone, and I never could really, in my own mind, distinguish the difference between a cyclone mm-hmm. and a hurricane, and everybody started calling them hurricane, and today, I still don't know what a cyclone is.
But it's a
word that
well,
was
what
used.
What about something with a funnel cloud? What's that usually called?
Well, I think of a cyclone, I guess, as like a hurricane at sea,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just a hurricane, just a blowing storm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think of a cyclone as a funnel at sea, as a tornado is on land. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the way I thought of it. I may not be right, but anything with a funnel is a tornado to me.
Okay. In the wintertime, if you have a rain that's followed by freezing temperatures, you call it a heavy freeze. Okay. Now, if you have
a heavy freeze.
I guess it would be, when they have a kind of a storm that you have in the wintertime, but not snow, but then it causes the power lines to break and everything, you say you've had a... It gets, instead of snow, it looks like snow, but it's...
Let's say we have an ice storm severe ice storm.
Do you know any other names for... first of all, what do you call someone who works for the fire department?
A fireman.
How about somebody who works for the police department?
A policeman.
Do you know any other names for either of those two besides...
Of course, cops, possibly lawmen.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
They call everybody that's not a city cop sheriff, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or deputy.
Yeah.
Deputy. He's a deputy. Yeah. But fireman, I can't recall him calling anything but fireman.
What do you call the place where the firemen are?
The firehouse or fire station. Central station if it's the downtown and he works down at Central.
How about the place where the police are?
Well, a lot of people say policemen work at the jail, but courthouse,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Police station.
Police station would be the most common in Little Rock, but in most rural areas, it's all at the same place, and they'd say, shooting down the courthouse. Because
right.
the jail was in the basement, and everything was in the same, at the square, you know. Mm-hmm.
If a person was arrested for drunkenness, where would they spend the night?
In the tank.
The tank. What does a policeman carry for protection?
A billy, mm-hmm. or slapper, or gun. Slapper would be the most common around here.
Would a gun mean any type of handgun? You call
yes.
it a gun.
I'd call almost any firearm a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether it was a rifle, it's still a gun to me. And a pistol is still a gun to me, and a revolver, and automatic, and everything else is still a gun.
Do you know any names for a prostitute besides prostitute?
Yeah, whore, hooker.
How about the building where a prostitute